Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
The gospel for today is kind of an interesting one. It follows yesterday's gospel where Mark speaks of the disciples, the men that Jesus has chosen to follow him. And today's gospel is immediately after that and very brief. It says, Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, he is out of his mind. And on one hand, what kind of stands out to me is just how brief it is and how odd it is as a gospel, just to have these two verses. And the main idea is like Jesus is gaining in popularity and those who knew him, his relatives, think he's crazy. But it also reminded me this idea of the crowds gathering and Jesus not sending them away, but continuing to minister to them and to speak to them to the point where it's difficult for them even to sit and have a meal. This idea of doing too much almost makes me think of an exchange that Pope John Paul II had with a reporter at one point. And they asked him, Holy Father, aren't you traveling too much? And he said, yes, I am traveling too much. And they were a little confused. And then he says, but sometimes it's necessary to do too much of something. And I think that's kind of like what we see Jesus doing here. The people keep coming to him over and over again. The crowds standing at his door, listening to his words, wanting him to heal the people that they know who are ill. And other people see that and they see a completely immoderate way of living, or that Jesus, like, he thinks he's someone special. And there's this question of, aren't you doing too much? And in many ways, yes, he is doing too much. But sometimes that's exactly what's called for. And I think about that today in light of what we remember in the United States as the Day of Prayer for the Legal Protection of Unborn Children. But I want to expand that idea of being not simply about legal protection of unborn children, although that's what we remember in particular today on January 22nd, but also an increase in the dignity of the human person and the respect that we express towards every human person from conception to natural death and all of the stages in between that might cause someone to experience suffering, whether it's people who are terminally ill or those who are leaving their own country because of war, persecution, and moving to another, or those who are imprisoned. Everyone who's at the fringe, that we would, as a church and as individuals, foster an even greater recognition of their dignity, and perhaps even do too much to teach others about the dignity of each human person, the sacredness that humans have as children of God. And that at times, the world might respond to us in the way that the relatives of Jesus respond to him, right? They want to come out and seize us and to say that we're out of our minds. But there is something beautiful in spending oneself utterly for a mission, for a truth, for a reality that is imprinted in our very selves and in our souls. And so we ask today for the grace to be able to, like Jesus, to spend ourselves completely out of love for him in ministry to others, And that might also involve entering into rest at different times or seeking balance and growing in virtue. But also sometimes the way that we're called to live might look like too much to others, but that we would have the grace to be able to live this too much, this life, this mission, with complete generosity and faithfulness to the Lord. So let us pray. Lord, we ask that you would pour out upon us the grace to be able to respond joyfully and fully to the call that you have for us. We ask for a renewed recognition of the dignity of the human person, especially today for the unborn, but for everyone from conception to natural death, that we would recognize the goodness of humans as a part of your creation, and then also to respond with joy and thanksgiving to you for the gift of life. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.